Benjamin! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Woo! I'm like the songwriter. Every praise is unto our God. That's when you see me dancing. When you see me shouting, just know that all praises are unto God. He is, I can testify on this beautiful morning, that he is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my redeemer. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for that. This song truly gets my motor running, and I don't know how anybody can sit down or not move their hands or not stomp their feet or just let everything out when you hear this song, because it is a true song. It doesn't matter where you're at in this world. Every praise is unto our God because of what he has done for us and what he is still doing for us. Day by day, moment by moment, second by second, God is our everything. And this is why it is not an option. We must be praising his name. Don't you know praises confuse the atmosphere? Don't you know praises push Satan and his diabolical imps back because they realize you know who God is in your life? You're not second guessing him. You are praising him, and you are truly in a place of worship, shouting, screaming, doing whatever you're doing. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just had to get that out. Because praises do all type of things in my life. When I'm down, I can praise him. I'm going to get a song. I don't care. I'm going to get up. I'm going to jump. I'm going to do my special dance. Because guess what? God knows exactly why I'm doing it. And to have a grateful heart means everything. To have a pure heart means everything. To show him, that's another way to show God that I love you, I trust you, and I'm just saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's where we're at this morning. Just thank God right now where you're at. Just give him a praise. We are having a praise break right now. Just scream it out. Thank you, Father, wherever you at right now. Just allow your heart, empty your heart right now to God and just give him everything that you got. Because guess what? He didn't have to wake you up this morning. He granted you new mercy. He gave you a new day to start things all over again. He gave you another chance to sit and make a confession if it's a confession that needs to be done. He's giving you another chance for repentance, whatever it is on this morning. Give it to God. Praise his holy name. Give it all to him on this morning, because Father, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the highest, Lord, and that's hallelujah. Oh Lord, this song actually got me going right now. Let me bring it down a little bit, because I take you somewhere with it this morning. I am so grateful, with an attitude of gratefulness, with a heart of gratefulness, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, I have decided that I will follow Christ and I will trust him to the end. I suggest you do the same all over this land. All over this land. God not a God that he discriminates. God gives all of us the same thing. All we need to do is be in the proper place. Be centered in him in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Minister Sakita. Come on and bring us in prayer before I start rattling on here this morning.
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting this morning. And like once again, we thank you, God, for allowing us to come in and tuning in with you, God. And thank you, God, for coming with us, God, and sending and bringing us your omnipresent, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Today, God, it's another day, God, that you have given forth, oh God, for us, God, to walk into the light of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for breathing on these bones, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving life into us, oh God. We thank you, God, for doing what you're doing right now, God. It's giving us the ear to hear, the mouth to talk, and the walk, God. We thank you, God. Would you please, God, this morning, oh God, help us, God, to continue, God, to walk with you, God, talk with you, God, instill in us the things that we need correction in, oh God, the things that we need to change in us, oh God, for the betterment of us, oh God, for the betterment of your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing, God, that we have no mindset to fathom right now, God, but we should continue to walk strongly and boldly to it, God, because we know, God, you are on the other side of that, God. We know that you're walking us into the motherland. You're walking us into the promised land, oh God, of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the riches and all the glory, God, and all the things that you're adding to us, God, that add no sorrow, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing right now, God, that we know that you're removing all the chains off of us, God. You are breaking family generations, God. You are breaking mindsets, God. You are breaking things of us that is not of you, oh God. You are placing it, God, with things that are of you, God, that will bring us enrichment to our life, oh God. Continue, God, to walk. Let us walk, God, into our potential, God. Let us accept our potential, God, and see that we have potential in you, oh God, to do the things that you have us to do, oh God, to do a righteous thing to you, oh God, even if it's just, God, to show them how strong our faith is in you, oh God. We, God, you blessed with that, God. I'm blessed with that, God, because I know, God, that I truly, truly love you, God, and the faith that I have in you, God, is nothing that nothing this world can take, God. It's nothing this world can give me, God, but I know, God, there's nothing that it can take from me, oh God. I thank you, God, for you, oh God. We thank you, God, for loving on us, God. You saved wretches like us, oh God, and you still made us anew, oh God. You've given us a chance, God, to do the things that you have us to do, oh God. It's truly you, oh God. We thank you, God. Like the God said, like the song Rise say, that you are deliverer, God. You are changing things, oh God. You are fixing things in us, oh God. We thank you for this, oh God. We love you, God. How I love you, God, that you are just the best friend of me. You are a comforter in with me, God. We thank you, God, that I can lay down all my cares with you, God, and not worry, God, and know that they not won't be spread, God. They will be tried, God, and you will fix them, God. You will move about the way, God, or you will let me go through the, you will let me go through those challenge, God, until I'm ready to come out strong and more prosperous than I was before, oh God. Let us know, God, that the trials that we're going through, God, is for a promise of you, oh God. It's to us to bring us into the enlightenment of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for these battles that we're going through, oh God, because we know as you adding us, making this joy, God, no sorrow. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing right now, God, all the people that we're meeting, God, all the people that we're connected to, oh God, all the people that is listening, oh God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving them the strength, God, to work with us, God, to commune with us, God, to listen to us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. It's in you, God. It's in you, God, that we love you, God. We lift your name up, oh how, God. We give you all the things of us, God. We totally turn ourselves over to you, oh God, so you can do a work in us, God. Can you continue to work in us, oh God. It is in your name, God, I pray. Like never before, oh God. I shall praise your name. Every name shall praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, Lord. It's you, oh God, that's doing everything that you're doing right now in our life, oh God. Let us see this, oh God. Let us know, God, this is you, God. In your name, Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen, 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 oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. It's you, oh God, we love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give our Father, our Daddy, a great big hallelujah on this morning. Oh, Lord, the DJ just got me all mixed up this morning. I love that song, because guess what? It is true. All praises go on to God, and those praises is what lifts us up. Those praises is help. That's what help us get through another phase. If you don't believe me, you can get up and try it. I can only tell you what he does for me. I can only tell you how praises just sit and change things. I just could look around, and I'm just sitting there praising and could see a difference immediately. Why do I see a difference? Because my attitude shifts. When I give praises to the Lord, my attitude changed because I'm not sitting and worrying about my situation. My attitude changed because if I got bitterness in my heart, I can't go to my Father giving him a big shout of hallelujah. That's not being true. It's not being genuine. So I sit and say to you, praises is everything. praises is everything. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So as we continue this week to unfold the layers on contentment, I'm going to go a little bit off the grid. I'm going to go, I looked up some scriptures, but I'm going to go where the Holy Spirit led me based off of the teachings or based off of the different things that we were taught on yesterday, based off of nuggets. I know that contentment has everything to do with self. It has everything to do with attitude. It has everything to do with where you're at and where you're at in life, and not having to go into a place where we are trying to hijack God or cause him to do something for us because we have to go into a fast, which it should be a way of life, or go into a closet and start trying to command and demand him to do things for us. But it all starts with us being centered with God, being centered. You know, I'm always talking about that centered mass. And one thing I want to share with you all, and I may have shared it with you before, but I'm going to share it again. We had a teaching year before last with an illustration. And in the illustration, God was in the center, The center point was God, being in God's will. And it was different layers of this circle. It was different layers of the circle. And on the outside of the layers, it was different things that keep you out of the will of God. It was attitude. It was deceit. It was selfishness. It was all type of different things that goes on a day-to-day basis that keeps us out of the will of God. And as we know, we are not going to flourish. We are not going to prosper if we're not where God wants us to be. And I just thought that was so profound, the way that the illustration, because see, sometimes we as people, you can sit and talk and talk and talk, but when a person explains something to you by illustration, you can't help but get it. And if you don't get it, you have the opportunity to go back to that person and say, listen, I know that you're saying this, but here, I'm stuck out here on layer 5. I'm stuck right here. Can you expound on that a little bit more? And in this illustration, it wasn't something that, and this is the profound thing about it. In our nuggets that we're sharing every day, we're saying that it is a process. Now, this wheel that was being built, it wasn't built on one Sunday. It wasn't built on two Sundays. We continue to speak about it. The explanation continued to go on. Why? Because God is a thorough God. God is a God that he wants us to succeed. God is a God that he wants us to obtain salvation. He wants us to be in a place where we are free. He wants us to make choices. He wants us to make great choices, not the wrong choices. He wants our mindset to be renewed, our hearts to be changed. And the best way of doing that is by showing, by leading, by example. And even some people may sit and say, oh, it's not needed. It's needed for me. It's needed for me, and not knowing at that time that it would be something on today that I can talk about. It's something I can share with you all to let you know that this is how God is. He's the illustrator. God is the illustrator. I like that word. And when God, because God is the illustrator, look around you. Look at the heavens. Look at the trees. Look at the beauty, the sun, the sky. That was illustrated. You could say created, but it was illustrated. And that's who God is. So the best thing is that I'm saying this to you all, is to, when getting through. Write them down, because trust and believe there is a time. It may be 10 years down the line, it may be tomorrow, that you will be able to go back to someone and say, look, this is what God taught me, and because he taught me this, I'm able to share it with you today. I'm able to sit and say that I'm in right alignment. I'm in alignment. I'm where I'm supposed to be in the process because I'm following this diagram. I'm following this the diagram that God illustrated for me. I'm following this plan that he put before me through via illustration to let me know that I cannot go in and out. I cannot have my foot out today and pull it back in. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. It's right there for you. And Minister Shakita, you can attest to that because you were sitting right there in the training with me. You know exactly, and you also are a note taker. So before I go into where the Holy Spirit led me to, can you expound about that circle? What did you get out of the illustration that God, let them know how important it is to see the illustrations of the things that God, the plan that God had for you. How important are those teachings to you now in your walk?
It laid a platform, a foundation down for me, Evangelist Leader, to know that it once upon a time that I was living outside of the will of God. It put me back in alignment into a point where I know that some of the things that I was going through or involving my, not even doing myself, but even including involving myself with. It was keeping me out of the trueness of God. It was keeping me out of being really content with what God had for me or what God was bringing me into. See, that's another part. That's another layer of being content with where God is, have you at and where God is taking you to. But I know, I'm pretty sure Evangeline and the Apostle would get more into that. But today, we have to set aside different things in our life that's stopping us from getting to the place that we shall have be in life, living in the will of God, staying in the will of God. And a lot of those things, like Evangelist was saying, like there were different teachings. And the one that stuck with me, that it's the one that went on aligned with that, was the different ranks and different things that different things had on your mind that were allowing you to stay out of the mind of the will of Lord, of the Lord. And Apostle gave us a couple of scriptures with this teaching, but the one that we, a lot, that we don't talk about is the thing that we do to hold us real, real close away from the cross, away from God, is sabotage, self-sabotage. We do a lot of self-sabotaging to ourselves, and we'll blame it on the devil. And he'll be over in the corner and say, "Play, I ain't had nothing to do with that. That was all you." Then you get mad at it. You cannot, you have to take accountability. Once again, go back to self for the things that we're doing to keep us out of the willment and the alignment and the contentment of God. Let us not sabotage ourselves with gossip and envy and jealousy and lying and different things of that matter. Being offensive, envy, deception, manipulation, these are different ranks and sergeants within the demonic realm that keeps you away from the Lord, that keeps you out of the will of him. Now, he keeps his eye on you. He watches you diligently. But whatever you ask for, whatever you're doing, please believe the Lord will give it to you, because that's how faithful he is to you, faithful he is to his promises of you having what you ask for. So you will only get so much, because he knows that you're only going to do what this with it. He only give you this little bit to try you and see, well, today maybe their heart changed. See, that's how God is. Well, today, well, maybe it's a change. God see the good in you. No matter how dirty you are, he will always see that goodness in you. But you have to stay into the will of his will in order to come into that goodness, to bloom. A seed don't become a flower overnight. It takes time. It takes cultivate. It takes nourishment. It takes sunlight. It takes photosynthesis. It takes a lot of different things for that flower to even break the seed.
You are just like that. It takes time. You have to cultivate. You have to. The cultivation is the prayer. You got the water. It's the water is the word. The sunlight is standing in his presence. You that seed, you that flower, you want to develop into a person that's your best form of you, that God wants you to be. You cannot stay in the stinking thinking. You can't have the stinking spirit no more, like apostles say. You can be anointed, but you still be stinking because you're not doing what God has you to do. You're still doing things that you know that you don't supposed to be doing. You're still doing some of the dead things, the gossiping, slick talking about people, just in other folk business, all kind of stuff. You just got to stay out of that. You got to get yourself into you and work on you. I'm talking about me. When I come on here, I'm talking about me. These are the things that I don't clear. These are the things that I am continuing to clear, that every day is a work in progress. I have to check myself, and put myself under supplication, because I don't want to get out of that will no more. It's safety within his will. I have a safe feeling over me that nothing on this earth can hurt me, because I know the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the Savior, saved a wretch like me, and I'm in his will, and I'm not doing anything to look over my back. I'm staying in the walk of him. I'm doing my due diligence. I'm doing my prayers. I'm doing the things that God will have me to do in his light, in his timing, and I'm not moving too fast, and I'm not pushing him. I'm doing it in his timing. I'm staying in his will. I'm constantly staying in his will. My mind is constantly on God all the time, and so I won't fall short, so I won't fall to the things of this world, so I won't fall to the things of man. I have to keep my mind on God, because at times, things are going to come your way. Things are going to come your way, so you have to stay still, stay in the pocket. No matter what's going on, how bad that wind blow, how bad it feel like you're going to fall, you get up, shake it off. It ain't about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get up. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And what Minister Shakita was referring to, we did have a teaching as well as the circular, talking about the different things that gets you into the center of God. But this, the one that she's talking about, and it's so ironic that Apostle Temple talks about the steps, going up the steps, because this illustration that I'm looking at, it reminds me of the steps without the case. It does, and it's really talking about how the mind is working and how there are low ranking spirits, there are ranking spirits in different levels that take you to. And then it was talking about betrayal, how how we're able to recruit people into different things and whatnot. And self will was one of the things. But I'm going to be before I go on any further, we're going to go ahead on and bring Apostle Temple on, so we can, I'm more than sure we will pull off another layer today. So as I was saying to you, get your pens, get your pencils, whatever it is that you need to write. Ask God, say a quick prayer to ask God to remove anything that's hindering you from learning, anything that's, if you're in a place of distraction, ask God to just close that distraction off so you can pay attention to what he's saying, because he, as again, we're on the train and we're definitely moving. Good morning, Apostle Temple. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Evangelist. Go ahead and just give me about 2 more minutes. I want to send a text out to our ADM family, tell them to get on right quick. Because it's very rarely that God have me to really dig deep into the vein. When I mean into the vein, the anointing that is greatest over my life, and that is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare anointing is very great on my life, other than any other anointing that is placed on my life. And there's a lot of anointing that God placed over my life, but the one that outweighs all is spiritual warfare. And whenever he takes me down there, man, I get so excited, amen, because this is my thing. This is my area right there, spiritual warfare. So I want to teach a little bit on spiritual witchery. Before I go there, just give me 1 minute. I want to send out a text to the ADM family. I want to see if we can get how many we can on without anybody sleeping, because hopefully God allowed me to dig more into this and teach this thing and series of this thing, because it will blow your mind once you realize other things that you do. Amen. And God protect a lot of people because they don't have a clue of what they're doing. Amen. So give me 2 minutes, Evangelist. I'm going to come right back with you all.
Okay, so as what I was, where the Holy Spirit led me last night after writing my nuggets, he took me in the book of Ruth. And with Ruth, Ruth had to change her mindset. Ruth was with, and that's in the Old Testament. And Ruth was at a place where she had lost everything. Her mother-in-law, her sister-in-law, they had lost everything. But what I love, what stuck out to me was when Apostle was talking about that centering and how we had to be centered, and we knowing that it's a process. That's what Ruth had to do. Ruth had then lost everything. She was she could have been bitter. Her mother Naomi was bitter. Naomi even said, you know, in chapter 1, verse 21, she said, I went out full, but the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me and Almighty has afflicted me? See, Naomi put out some negativity out into the atmosphere. But see, what I love about Ruth was she was the person that had to go through the changes. She was the person going into an unfamiliar land. She was a person not knowing what was going to take place in her life. But her attitude was, she had an attitude of faith. Faithfulness. She had an attitude of goodness. She had an attitude of kindness. She decided that I will serve you. I'm going to go where you go because I'm going to take care of you, but I'm going to serve your Lord. I don't know your God. I'm paraphrasing this. I don't know your God, but I am willing to learn who to learn who he is. I am willing to go through the storm. I am willing to go through whatever it is, knowing, being faithful, knowing that things may change. She didn't know whether or not that the things were going to change because God wasn't her God. But what I loved about it was she put a plan into motion, not knowing what it was. She moved. She made a sudden movement. And in that movement, I'm sorry, and she showed that she was faithful. She showed that she was kind. See, Naomi, who knew God, Naomi threw the negativity out there. But Ruth remained unmovable. She made a conscious decision, a choice, that I'm not going back to where I came from, but I'm going into a newness, and I will serve your God for the rest of my life. I will serve him. And by her making that movement, by her making that change, by her being in a place where I'm willing to do and I'm willing to learn and I'm willing to make a sacrifice to learn, to know a God that I know nothing about, God ended up blessing her. Blessings came forth because, see, she made a mark. She started walking up those stairs. She started walking up the stairs from the illustration that Apostle Temple gave. And every step, she brought something in. Okay, Apostle, turning it over to you.
All right, God bless everyone. Turn it over. And, amen. I'm here. God, do you hear me? God bless.
We hear you.
Okay, all right. Respond. All right. I want to take you all a little deeper in even the story that Evangelist was given. We're going to go on the other side, you know, of this story. So, you know, each story, each thing that comes in the Bible, it has a good term and also it has the dark side. It has a dark side in it, amen? And it's always a consequence of certain things or the possibility that things can happen. Things can happen. I have so many reaching out about more teaching of this spiritual witchcraft that, you know, people engage in and don't even know that they are engaging in it. It doesn't even know, doesn't dawn on them. I'm going to show you, and a lot of it is taught, a lot of it's been teaching, a lot of it's been all this kind of stuff, amen, to where many people operate in witchery and don't even know it's spiritual witchery. So, first of all, let's break down witchcraft. Let's break down what witchcraft does and what it comes into. And I'm going to do it very quick, amen? We're not going to spend on it long on it. Then we're going to break down some common sense. Then we're going to look at it, you know, from a common sense or a natural standpoint. Then we're going to look at it from a spiritual standpoint, amen? And I'm pretty sure that in this guideline, is really going to help you, and it's really going to be best. And you know what? I can't wait. I'm going to open this teaching up to a lot of apostles and a lot of leaders. A lot of leaders, reach out to me. Amen. I want to get you all. I want to do this teaching because a lot of things that we do, you don't even know it's witchery. First of all, what witchery comes to do? Witchcraft, different things like that. Number one, it begins to control someone's decision or control an individual against their will or against their anointing. They probably don't even know. It comes to control an individual against their will or against their anointing. They don't know what's going on. They don't have a clue, but it comes to control. Whoever doing it, whatever going on, they want to control the decision, try to control the individual against his will. A lot of times this stuff begin to operate in relationship, you know, relationship. They begin, we already heard some of the things that happen, some of the things, the techniques that individuals do trying to get this individual or a certain individual head over heel with them, amen, without them putting in the work or without them operating into the establishment to have someone to fall in love with them or come into a relationship, not even putting in the work, amen? But they are trying to begin to use black magic or dark art, trying to get an outcome that they want against somebody's will or against or for a situation, amen? Regardless if an individual don't have no clue. They very successful. It's very successful when an individual doesn't have a clue of what's going on. It's very successful, amen? So same thing with we have prayers and we have our things that we do in declare and decree, amen? We have anointing oil, amen? So dark magic, they have their remedies as well. So it go against somebody's will or go against or try to bring control into an individual. Now, it's another side to this to where many people don't talk about much. It does has a side that looks like a blessing. It does. And it has a side to where, you know, a lot of people use it to gain wealth, gain prosperity. They use it to gain different things, and they begin to gain things pretty much that they have put in the work or have not earned, and they begin to use this dark magic, dark arts, amen, to begin to try to gain different things out of life. Gain worldly goods, amen, gain prosperity, gain different things. So at the same time, it's a trade for something because they're going to lose something. They're going to lose something. A lot of times, you know, they put up family members, child, firstborn, sacrifice, and different things like that. So they begin to lose different things, trying to gain the riches or the prosperities out of life, and they begin to lose so much of things, so many other things, amen? Many of you probably know individuals like that, know individuals that have been working, don't work that area, amen? They had so much of desire to try to want something or want fame or want different things out of life to where they willing to go through a sacrifice or a sacrificial or a ceremony of black magic or whatever, amen, to gain these things, amen. So I just gave you a little sneak peek, amen, of this area here, just a sneak peek, because that's what it does, you know. It tried to, someone try to put something on you. The most common term here in the United States in America is roots, amen. Someone don't try to put roots on me. Someone don't try to do this on me. So basically what they're trying to do, they were trying to gain control. Now, it's another area to where many people know that it comes to do harm to you, hurt. It comes to try to hurt you or try to do harm. In some cases, try to kill or try to wound you, try to discripple you, trying to enable you, trying to hold individuals down, trying to make an individual suffer. So they begin to use different techniques and different things like that. And in the United States of America, they know about voodoo dolls, and they know about different things that try to do bodily harm to an individual. So, you know, these three areas, you know, it's very common, you know. Two of them talks about more than the other one, you know. They don't talk about the gain of the wealth and the gain of that here a lot in America for the I know of, amen. But the other ones of control, trying to do things against the will, all that kind of stuff there. Then the other one, trying to do bodily harm, trying to do damage and trying to suppress, trying to do all this kind of stuff, amen. So that is talks about. So let's look into the natural. Let's look into the natural. I want you two ladies, a minister and evangelist, go ahead and take your phone off of mute. Let's have a little discussion real quick, just a real little discussion real quick. So let's take a look at this thing in the natural. Let's take a look at this in the natural. How would you, evangelist, how would you feel that a person – that, you know, somehow, no particular reason, that you fall in, have a deep care for. And it just seems like you constantly giving this person money and money and money and money. And they doesn't deserve to give money and money and money. First of all, are you in a place or are you in a place that just to give somebody just constantly money, 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 money? It's almost like a money magnet. You know, you're a money magnet, and you just constantly give, and you feel good about it. Are you in that type of place, evangelist? I don't want to speak to you for a minute. Evangelist.
No, I'm not, apostle, but I can tell you this. I used to be in a place like that. I did used to have that type of –
No, I get that. Just answer the question. So, no, you're not.
Okay,
right?
No.
Okay, great. So we, you're not there. You're not there and different things like that. But watch this. All of a sudden, an individual come into your life, and an individual that you really don't know, then all of a sudden become this money magnet, this money magnet. And now this, you're a money giver, money giver, money giver. You're just giving, giving, giving. And, you know, like you said, now let's go into the story of the past. You know, really don't have to go into the story. We don't have time for it. But in the past, you was like that, right? And you didn't see nothing wrong with it, right?
Right.
Okay. You didn't see nothing wrong with it. You was like that. But I'm pretty sure that you had people around you telling you they using you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You had pretty people around you say, hey, they use you. But could you see it?
At that moment, no.
Yeah, correct. You know, then that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that time frame. So in that time frame, the answer is what? No, you couldn't see it. Okay, first thing that dark art does, it blinds you. I'm going somewhere, y'all. I'm really going somewhere, and I just want to try to put it in a nutshell. The first thing it does, it blinds you from the situation. You know, if it comes to get something from you, if it comes to control you, the first thing it needs you to do, it needs to block out your sight, block your vision. It don't need you to It don't need you to see. It don't need you to come in. Because your eyesight, your sight, I don't care if it's spiritual or naturally, that is a gate into your spirit. That's a gate into your soul. So if they could block, you know, for the things, to block different things for you to comprehend or to see, now the success is going to get ready to go up on what that individual is trying to accomplish. I want you to get that. I want you to get that. All right, Shaquita, now you married. You're married, Sister Shaquita, okay, and you're married to Brother Ron. Okay, how would you feel, or how would you feel, just say for instance, you know, that you in you head over heels for somebody that doesn't do anything. Ron don't do nothing for you. He ain't no, you trying to figure, your family trying to figure out, you know, I'm just using it for example. I'm trying to figure out why you so head over heels. This individual, this way, but in love. How would you, you know, I'm trying to explain this or put this in a sequence for you to really understand. Put it this way. Have you been head over heels for somebody that didn't deserve it?
Yes.
Didn't deserve
it.
You have to offer, but you head over heels. Right. Yeah,
yes,
and everybody around trying to figure out like what in the world going on with you? Nothing here.
Yes.
Nothing here. But guess what? Do you see it?
Did not see it. Completely blind.
Completely blind. Okay, completely blind. Now, I'm not saying that in the midst of her situation that it was like, oh my goodness, she was just in a bad situation. This person don't put something on it. This person don't did this. This person don't did that. First of all, once it blinds you, it's able to control you emotionally. I want you, I'm going somewhere. Now your emotions, your feelings, it's done, your frequencies that is registering from your brain to your body, it begin to be compromised. It begin to be hacked. It begin to be hacked. And once it begin to be hacked, the hacker, now it can begin to reprogram. I'm going to say that again. I want to stick to somebody. Amen? Now it could be what? Reprogram. Reprogram. If a lot of this stuff happens in the church, and they don't even know that they up under something that is controlling them to reprogram the minds of the people, because it's a agenda, or agenda, even if it's for to get money. Oh my goodness! I just had to pause on that. Now let's take a step back. We answered some natural questions. I wrote some things down on the the witchery side. Now let's look in the spirit realm. Spirit realm. So we already established it comes to blind. Here's the blind. It here's to it here's to take control. Once it takes control, it got an agenda that what it wants. It got agenda that what it wants to happen, what it needs to happen, what it wants to achieve. Okay, how many of us has agenda? And I'm just putting that out there throughout the broadcast. But what is your agenda? Many of you have needs. What is your need? Let's talk about, I need God to do a financial turnaround. I need God to do a healing. I need God to do something in my life. I need God to give me a miracle. We have an agenda. You know, things that happen in the dark magic or the black art or the witchcraft has an agenda. So let's look at this spiritual agenda. You know, spiritual agenda. We're looking at, we got financial needs. We need God to turn things around. We need God to do this. We need God to do that. Can I put a bug in y'all ear that make you going to get a Q-tip and dig deep and try to scratch that itch that I'm going to put in your ear? Anything that you try to accomplish outside of the vein of repentance, you are operating in witchcraft. I didn't left. I just wanted to sink in. Pastor, how is that? You train, you have an agenda that coming before God and trying to command some operations to happen with unclean hands. Is anybody talking to me? Is there anybody talking to
me? Come on.
You to force God to have a relationship with you without you putting in the work in the relationship. Is there anybody talking back to me on website, Facebook? I don't know where you're at. You trying to declare and decree God to move something and to do something, and you in full operation with your anointed oil, with everything, and you is a robber of your neighbor. Is there anybody there this morning? Is there anybody there this morning? Let's look at the story that Ruth and Naomi and that Benjamin was given. First of all, she done things the correct way. She didn't go and sit there and say, I'm going to make this man is wealthy, I'm going to get this man, I'm going to do this. She ain't sat there and said, God, I declare and decree that this is going to be my husband. I put my name on it, that this my husband. I put my hand on it, that this my husband. I put this on it, I put that on it. When you take away somebody's power of choice to decide, I hope some leaders listening to me tonight, my God, this morning, a night or wherever you at. When you take away the people's power of choice to decide which direction that they need to go, you are operating in witchcraft. Oh, yes, anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there? Because and when you take advantage of new babes, through rewiring, or even other ones, rewire the scriptures. The Bible says, do not add or take nothing away. Rewire the scriptures for your own benefit and your own gain, you are operating in spiritual witchcraft. Is anybody there? It's quiet. My goodness. It's I got some emojis, mouth dropping. Yes. You are going, and you call it by faith. This is the manipulation and the cunningness of the devil. I'm finna go by faith to go to this color and lay hands on this color and bring my oil and lay hands on this thing with my oil. Remember, we share black magic, black art. It has its tactics and it has things that they use. Amen. It has its own potions and whatever. Now, the spiritual realm. You have not earned. But you're going by faith. You're a person that you ain't even give $2 to try to help boost the ministry, and not saying that is what needed and different things like that. You know, we're not saying that, hey, that's what you know, to give out. But you're not a person, not even to walk with God. But yet you need God to do something for you. You don't lie, you don't broke people down, you don't use people, you don't manipulate people, and you don't even have a heart of repentance. You're operating in spiritual witchcraft. Anybody there? We here, right? I told y'all this is my vein. I told you. You get a different spirit of anointing that comes out of me. Amen. I told you. Amen. It doesn't matter when you operate into spiritual things out of the will or out of the vein of repentance. I'm not talking about this repentance that we do
Oh, Father, you know what I'm doing. You know what, God? I repent. No, I'm talking about a change that is happening within you. That's why you see so many people, one minute they walk with God, and you're trying to figure out who in the world the devil got you, because they've been operating in spiritual witchcraft. He has the right to confiscate what is his. Oh, y'all ain't y'all, but is anybody? My God, where is ADM at? Oh, hallelujah. You have a right. Amen. Watch this. Your tongue is not clean. Your mouth is not clean. See, many people stop at the surface of you need to be delivered, but it's a deeper depth. That's the surface. It's a deeper depth of what's going on that the individual don't even know. So your tongue is not clean. Your tongue is full of lies, manipulation. Your tongue is full of gossip. It's full of all kinds of mess. You're a starter. All that. But now I use the same tongue. I declare and decree. Oh, y'all. There you go. Somebody, I don't feel somebody snapped in the spirit. You got me. I declare and I decree. Things should move, and God, I need a healing. God, I need to do this without you having clean in your mouth. You are operating in spiritual witchery. This is the whole platform to where people begin to say, you know what, I asked God for this, but the devil came in. I take a step back. I never shared this teaching with ADM folks. Y'all getting this stuff off the press. I shared a piece of it, but I never went deep. Amen. I back up off of them. Why? Because if something can happen out of what God established, what the Bible says, whom I bless, no man can do what? Curse. If something happened outside of the rules and the laws that God established, you in a whole nother operation that is not of God. Is it anybody there this morning? You're in a whole nother operation. The enemy doesn't have jurisdiction over the things that God done laid and God done planned, but he has jurisdiction to come over what belongs to him. So now we think our prayers get to heaven, but the enemy done catch them, and God done witness them. Because why? You don't have a true repentance. Have you ever wondered how in the world these people, one minute they was doing excellent, then the next minute you look at them, they doing so bad, because their heart wasn't right. And anything else before God, try to touch God, and it's not right. So it's just like this here. My goodness, I feel this thing. I told you all, this is my vein. Yeah, I feel this thing. When somebody come to you, that's why I try to stop people. Please don't go this way. Don't say this. Don't do this. I love you, Pastor, but your heart is full of deception. Guess what you just did? You done made a oath before a godly individual about, or a comment before an individual, and you went in witchery, because in your heart you never did, but you're trying to convince somebody with your words. You're operating in witchcraft. And give it some time, and guess what happened? A divide will happen. Because why? It wasn't never true. When things come from individuals that is untrue, it's untrue. Amen? What happened is they operate in witchery. When you begin to operate into things you just having a moment of, but it's untrue, you don't got plans trying to get yourself right at all.
You just playing the funk, and you just trying to fool somebody. You're trying to manipulate life courses that verdicts and judgments should have happened to you, and you're trying to manipulate hardship, manipulate hard times that you deserve, like to use God to do it. Spiritual witchcraft. Is there anybody there? I'm here by myself. You going to work, sure, putting oil all over these people's buildings because you're trying to get a promotion that your drummer self didn't deserve. You trying to get a promotion because you want to show everybody how blessed she is, and you got to get finances. Who I'm talking to this morning? Trying to show everybody how blessed she is, trying to get the money and all this kind of stuff. So now you got oil going on. Now you're doing secrets and everything. You put oil in your hand, shaking the man's hand. God bless your boss. Patting him on the back and everything else. Ain't deserve anything. You deserve to be fired, but the people got grace on you and they ain't fired you. You're operating in spiritual witchcraft.
Jesus.
When you operate into the spirit realm and you operate and make requests that you didn't deserve. And what I mean now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We all don't deserve whatever. But what I mean you didn't deserve, God only must know who you are, because he never see you come in his throne room. You stop by the food bank in heaven and try to get something from it. But you never enter into the gates. And we trying to command him to do something. Spiritual witchcraft. Come on, somebody. And it gives the intention to come in and to attack and come in to do different things. It gives him jurisdiction because of spiritual witchcraft in operation. Let me get into the most common spiritual witchcraft that folks does. Father God, in the name of Jesus, release fire upon my enemies. Destroy them. You operating in witchcraft. God never told you to rain down, use the heaven spiritual realm to bring harm or bring bodily harm or damage to your enemy. That's what witchcraft does. Oh, come on, somebody. I think I lost. I release the curse back on them, God. In the name of Jesus, the same curse that my enemy put on me, I release it on them in the name of Jesus. So now you're a curse releaser. Where God said, I will fight your battles. Now you're a curse releaser. You got this authority to release curse and do harm on the souls of God people, regardless if you agree with their practice or agree with them or not. They steal souls of God people. Spiritual witchcraft. Y'all ain't hear me. Then watch this. Instead of folks repenting and getting things right about the situation that they know they was wrong in, you was wrong. Now you want to call everybody else up. I need y'all to pray with me. I need y'all going this fast with me. The doctor giving you this report and say you done messed up, you done did this here, you done did that there. Oh, the devil is a liar. You know good and well you weren't even trying to diet. You weren't trying to eat right. You was just doing everything that you was trying to do. You'll get that fried chicken, and you say, in Jesus' name, Lord, the calories. I rebuke the calories. I rebuke the grease. I rebuke the cholesterol in this food in Jesus' name. Amen. You're spiritual witchcraft.
that's not of God. When it's not of God, it's of a spiritual witchcraft. Now, you deserve it. Instead of dealing with your repentance and turn around and get things right, I command healing in the name of Jesus. I command that I'm healed. I command that I'm healed. You ain't even did the first thing to repent for your own gluttony issues and the pleading and the desire and the craving of your own flesh. But now you go before the Lord. I need this miracle to happen right now. You're a spiritual witch. That's what you are. You're trying to take away what God done established to work for you. That's witchcraft all day. That's witchcraft all day. Amen. Come on. Listen, I'm going to end it right here. I think I don't went way over the time. Amen. I'm going to end it right here. But no. The folks want me to pull on me and saying, Pastor, keep going. I tell you what, I do a little bit more teaching on this tonight on our meeting line, and we're going to go into some more because there's so many people in this operation and don't have a clue that they are operating in it. There's so many people. And the enemy is the type of people because people don't have a clue. Leaders operating in this, amen, and they don't have a clue. Leaders, when you manipulate the word of God and begin to use the word of God for your own prosper pleasure, you operating in witchcraft. Manipulating the minds of the people, trying to reprogram their signals or reprogram their senses to work for your financial need, and you put it on the Lord and say the Lord's house. Baby, the Lord said, Jesus already established the Lord's house. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Don't go with this commercial building that you don't bought from a bank or you're renting from a private owner and all this kind of stuff and miss a payment. They could go ahead and evict your tail out of there. God don't have no eviction in his house. In his house, he already established that there are many mansions. Stop with the manipulation. You operating in witchcraft. You operating in witchcraft. The Lord house need to, the Lord bills need to be paid. What do you mean the Lord bills need to be paid? The Lord don't owe no man. What do you mean? Now you don't manipulate the scripture. The Bible declares that God owes no man. He tells you, owe no man. So if you got a bill that need to be paid, that means somebody owes somebody. Come on, somebody. So you don't reprogram the whole scripture that is laid into somebody. You operating in witchcraft. Come on, somebody. Or you going out there, you touch the leader, and God going to get you. Well, they can have an opinion about you all they want. And the opinion might be a lie. Oh, well, that's their problem. That's their issue. Amen. It'll prolong their journey trying to get where they need to go because God used you or have you there. But at the end of the day, God going to kill them. Why God didn't get them when they did it to Jesus? I just had to pause right there. Why God didn't get them when they did it to Jesus? Then some of the disciples went through it. But what happened? When Moses went up there and bent to him on the mountain and said, man, you, these stiff-necked folks, why God didn't get these folks then? He only dealt with them when they got out of the will and went to operating in witchcraft. And when they began to have other idols, that's witchcraft. And they begin to worship them. They begin to ask these idols to do different things, to even to bring down rain, to bring down this here, to do this here. That's witchcraft. I got to go. Evangelist, I think we don't mess up this line already. I think I don't mess it up and gave some eye opener. Mm-hmm. So many people operating in spiritual witchcraft and don't have a clue. They're operating in. Instead of things get better, it gets worse. And one thing about witchcraft, it does bring you different things. That's the positive. That's the positive look, but it's temporary.
when Jesus, when, and the Bible speaks of it, when Satan went to Jesus and then told Jesus, I give you all these fine things and all these things. When Jesus was, he said, I give you all this here. So Jesus had to deal with it. He had to deal with that. I give you all the pleasure. I'm going to make you ruler. So now y'all finna do things against the will of God to try to trying to untame the pleasures of life. Spiritual witchcraft. How do you advantage? I'm out.
Praise the Lord. I just wrote so many notes that it's pathetic, and I want to say this to you, Apostle. Definitely an eye-opener. Definitely an eye-opener. The way it's being broken down, and I know it's so much more to this, and I am, for one, don't care who, what, how, I want to know. I want to know the truth. I want to hear it, because everything that you said, if you're sitting back and you're thinking about it, it's true. If you're not, that's where those choices come in. So I am very grateful, and I hope everybody else is. And what I am going to ask you, I'm not begging you, I'm not whatever, but I am going to put a plea out there. Have somebody else on the line with you. If you want to come on tonight to be with us, because this is something that we really and truly need to know. We want to be in the right place. It's not something that Apostle was just saying because he wants to say it. He wants to be in a spotlight. He's saying it because the Holy Spirit is telling him to teach these things, because we don't know. We are in a place of darkness, and where darkness is, there is light. And we are in now, we want to move into the light. But if you really sit back and think about the things that were said today, it's true. It's all about choices. It's all about choices. So come on, come back on with us tonight. And that number is 385-799-9620. If you are coming outside of the United States of America, you know that you have to put whatever the country code is that you use. But again, it's 385-799-9620, and we will be on at 8 p.m. And if you cannot make it on tonight, it's okay for you to share the number with someone else, because God is moving, and he's taking the blinders. He's removing the blind spots out of our lives. He is closing that entry point up so we can know the truth. We can know the truth, and we know what true repentance is for us to get to where we need to be. Well, for us to get the rewards that he has already stored up for us. So I am excited. I hope that you are excited, and we will see you on tonight at 8 p.m. And then after tonight, I'm more than sure that God is going to continue it tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Invite your family. Invite people that you know need to hear the true, unadulterated word of God, because he is truly, truly speaking. So we leave you on today. My mouth open. I'm just sorry it's a drop the mic moment, but we leave you with today with truth. That's what I'm usually, I say love, peace, and happiness. We are leaving you today with truth in the name of Jesus. God bless.